Taste, my name is Daddy Painter.
Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Kicking off the last weekend before Christmas, Joburg reaching a high today of 23, Pretoria 24, and Emalahleni 22 degrees. Residents of the capital have been urged not to give municipal employees so-called Christmas presents when they ask for it, for instance, before emptying dustbins.
I am deeply disturbed by reports of municipal officials and contractors of the city of Tshwane demanding Christmas presents from residents while they render services. This behavior is completely uncalled for and undermines the city's values.
Member of the Tshwane Mayoral Committee for Corporate Services, Kgolofelo Morodi, asks residents to report such demands to the city's anti-fraud hotline or to their represented councillors. The anti-fraud hotline number is in the story on our blog. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. While holidaygoers start spreading their festive wings and travel, the Department of Health is worried about the increase in rubella cases. This highly contagious disease is now reported across the country, with 90% of the cases children under the age of 15.
Majority of these cases were recorded in the provinces of Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal and Western Cape. There is no need for public to panic, but members of the public are urged to present themselves or their loved ones with suspected rubella symptoms without any delays.
Spokesperson for the Department of Health, Foster Mohale, says public health teams will be operational across the festive season. More about this on our news blog. The DA has expressed the party's concern over mismanagement at Eskom. Eskom posted a pre-tax loss of 25 billion rand despite receiving a staggering 76 billion rand bailout from government. The DA's Kevin Milliam says the exorbitant electricity tariff hikes that will plunge millions of vulnerable citizens into energy poverty would be unnecessary if Eskom addressed operational inefficiencies and cost controls instead.
While some might suggest that this highlights the urgent need for massive tariff increases, the reality is that it is Eskom's inability to do the bare minimum in terms of financial management, such as producing its annual financial statements on time, that is the root cause of the problem.
In international news, thousands of Amazon workers launched what they called the largest strike against Amazon in US history. The workers want to maximize pressure on the retail giant at the height of the holiday shopping season. Workers on the pickets include Amazon employees who are affiliated with the Teamsters Labor Union and truckers who transport packages in and out of facilities. And still in the US, snack bars are out and salmon is in. Yay. America's Food and Drug Administration has now redefined what qualifies as healthy food for the first time in 30 years, striking items like white bread from the list while welcoming nutrient-rich options such as eggs and salmon. The move comes against the backdrop of a growing domestic crisis of preventable diet-related chronic diseases, which experts warn demand immediate action. Under the new rules, foods labeled as healthy must contain a meaningful amount of one or more food groups, such as vegetables, proteins, dairy or grains. I'm Gerda de Suzan in jou hoofnuus. Inwoners van Tshwane word gemaan om nie sogenaamde extra kersfeespresente te gee aan spanne soos die wat die astromme leeg maak nie.
Waar is wyn op hierdie lys? Because it's grapes, which is good. It's like juice, which is it's a fruit. It's got all of the nutritional value that you need. So waar is die wyn?
And it's also good for stress levels sometimes, right?
It makes me a better person. You know, it really does help everyone else around me. Listen, I hear the reindeer. Do you hear the reindeer?
They are finding out where we are located on the globe, Danny. They're coming closer and closer.
Oh, I hope you've been good. Boy, boy, Nagi Khada and Mr. J. More music you love. Let's kick off 30
minutes. And now, 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
Get ready.
On Jacaranda FM.
Oh, I leave quite an impression.